everyone. This is Dr. Cheryl Selman, and welcome to What Women Must Know, a show empowering you with truthful information so you can make the most informed decisions regarding your health and well-being. And I'm so glad you're with me today, as always, but I'm especially thrilled that you are here listening in because I have a really important show to share with you. I just want to say before we go there, if you have not listened before and you'd like to get the archived interviews from all my shows, this one and my other show called The Love Code, the best way to do that is to go to my Facebook page, What Women Must Know. Just friend me there. And you also can go to my website, which is Dr. Cheryl Selman. That's drcherylselman.com. Opt in there. And that archive show and lots of other great information will be sent right to your inbox. So either way, you'll be able to get these archive shows and listen to them when it is convenient for you. And then you don't have to miss out at all. So I'm just going to jump right into things. We all have been very much aware, as of late, the headlines, the news items are all about this coronavirus, and there's so much speculation about what it is and what's really happening and what the risk is. So this is such a perfect time to have as my guest today, one of the experts on managing viruses and bacteria, Dr. Cass Ingram, on the show. And he's going to be able to give us the natural cures for stopping these viruses and bacteria in their tracks. There are strategies so we can be prepared. So let me just tell you a little bit about Dr. Cass Ingram. He is a nutritional physician who received a BS in biology and chemistry from the University of Northern Iowa and a DO from the University of Osteopathic Medicine and Health Sciences in Des Moines. Dr. Ingram has since written over 20 books on natural healing. He has given answers and hope to millions through lectures on thousands of radio and TV shows. His research and writing have led to countless cures and discoveries. Dr. Cass Ingram presents hundreds of health tips and insights in his many books on health, nutrition, and disease prevention. He is one of North America's leading experts on the health benefits and disease-fighting properties of wild medicinal spice extract. A popular media personality, has appeared on over 5,000 radio and TV shows. He now travels the world promoting perfect health the natural way. And he is the author of one of his many books, but the one we're going to be focusing on today is Natural Cures for Killer Germs. So it's my pleasure to welcome Dr. Cass Ingram to the show. Hello, Cass.
Yeah, hi. Good long time no see. Where you been? Don't be a stranger.
Well, it's great having you back on the show. And I was just saying to you before I introduced you that the last time you were on the show, we were talking about bone health, and that was so appropriate because I just fractured my arm, and it was a pretty bad event. I had 3 fractures, and I needed to have surgery and a plate, and then I found out it was affecting the nerves. No one told me. I never had a broken bone in my body, ever, and the impact of the nerve damage was the most disturbing thing about that whole trauma. And thank you, Cass, because you gave me a protocol which I followed, and as I shared with you earlier, I have had a complete recovery. The nerves have recovered, full function. I have range of motion. People are absolutely amazed, especially my physical therapist and the doctor. They couldn't believe that there has been such a total recovery. They rarely see it. So you are part of that reason that I am able to be whole again, Cass. Thank you so much.
What were you taking?
Oh, my gosh. You sent me I have all these products here. The bone, there's a powder.
Bone active, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yes, you sent me some of the oregano. You sent me some products to help with nerve regeneration. I have a whole protocol sitting here.
Yeah.
But
I haven't taken
it for a while. But yeah. It was really magic.
Oh, that's good. That's good. Well, there's something magical about that before we get into it, but that's that wild spices, the bone active, it's the rosemary, sage, and oregano. But our subject kind of leads us to the wild spices because of this sort of fear and panic and pandemonium about, you can't help but what the Chinese do in their animal husbandry and then their habits, their dietary and stuff. And they've had their spot epidemics in the past, including SARS and different forms of flu. But if you look at some of those habits, you can see where a virus could start festering in humans. It's in that environment, yeah.
And of course, especially if you are vulnerable, if you are immune compromised in some way, then you are certainly setting yourself up to be to really entertain and allow these viruses or bacteria to really thrive. So
yeah,
you need
that's
to understand, right?
Yeah,
go ahead.
No, that's correct. Yeah.
Yeah. So the coronavirus just brings back to our awareness the vulnerability we have. You know, these little microscopic organisms can have such an impact on our health. And what I always say to people, we really need to be empowered so we have resources, so we do not get into fear, we don't get into panic, that we have access to the strategies that will keep our immune system strong, will be able to address whatever may be going on, whether it's an infection of bacterial or viral, and whether we have something going on in our lungs. We have natural solutions, and this is where you shine, Cass. You have brought such phenomenal products that have been proven to support the body's ability to be resilient during these times. So let's just jump right in and talk about what you find to be the best protection, what is the best way to support and enhance one's immunity, and then if we do come down with something, and this isn't just about the coronavirus, this is about the flu, going around.
Yeah.
This is knowledge we all need. So,
well, there's nothing worse than getting the flu or the intestinal flu, or coronavirus would be more rare, but I did treat two cases of coronavirus back in the SARS epidemic, And I was on a plane, and somebody that I was with had a little bit lowered immunity and lowered white count. I didn't get it. She got it off the plane. And this was 10 years ago. So I decided, well, let me stay with you. I'll just sleep on the couch. I'll stay in your hotel room. She's a pretty prominent lady. And you don't want to go to the hospital. You might get double pneumonia. She didn't want to go. So I treated her on the half hour, on the hour, with my medicine. And I got her through the coronavirus SARS. You know, that broke out back in the day because of a bad habit of hanging coyote and fox carcasses and so on in Toronto and Canadian restaurants. So there was an epicenter in Canada. And also the eating of the civet rat.
Hmm.
You know, that delicacy, I suppose. Huh? Yeah.
Who knew? I haven't even heard of a civet rat, much less eat it.
Yeah, well, they eat the droppings too, you see.
Mm.
And so it broke out. It was in that was the source. That was the epicenter, if you will. Anyway, so when that kind of an animal virus then mutates and then kind of goes into a human, then from human to human, it can hit pretty hard, as the Chinese are saying.
So the coronavirus, I mean, there are all these variations on this one type of virus that's associated with the flu, but it particularly goes into the lungs, doesn't it? It creates a pneumonia-like condition.
Yeah.
This particular one
is creating a double pneumonia and the fever, and then people succumb to the pneumonia process. Fluids accumulate. You just don't want to go there. And we did this study 10 years ago that's trending on the internet, Ijaz and myself, and it was a prominent abstract study where we took the human coronavirus and infested chicken embryonic cells. So that should call you in vitro study, right?
Mm-hmm.
So there were millions of viruses alive and infecting. We added in the oil of wild oregano super strength. Now, there are many copycats since that time, so it's the original super strength. We added that in a 1% concentration. I think a tenth of a percent was all. And it completely obliterated the pathogen. The coronavirus was completely, went down to, maybe 99.9%.
So over what period of time?
Within 15, 20 minutes.
Wow.
Now I can show you the graph, but we added in a different supplement off the shelf. It's called Aregaresp. That's the trade name, R-E-S-P. Comes in a green bottle. We opened the capsules, put the product in the test medium, and in a 0.1%, which is minimal, it killed 100%. You could not detect any viruses with the detection equipment. And it did so in 15 minutes. And that was cumin, sage, oregano, and cinnamon, the combination of those oils. So what we determined was that the coronavirus was rather weak. The influenza virus, we had to give 10 times the dose to kill it. Isn't that interesting?
Yeah.
The bird flu virus, 25 times the dose to destroy it. So we found the coronavirus, as far as spice oil therapy, you can knock it out, but it's still a vicious pathogen. Look, when I treated this woman, I gave her the oregano. I gave her the two products. Was we done? I think I don't know if we'd done the research after or before. I don't remember. I think before. So I gave her the Aregaresp. It's quite a coincidence, and the oil of oregano super strength. I pounded her with those, and we got her through it. Yeah.
How long did it take for her to recover?
Oh, it took a good 5 days. It was not easy.
Yeah.
Terrible. And she had this low immune system. Yeah.
So Cass, can we start with what is it about a virus that makes it so virulent?
Because it duplicates and can be billions of them in no time.
It
goes into the genetic material and short circuits our DNA or in our chromosomes. It causes a disruption, such a horrible disruption into the intracellular chemistry, inside the DNA, our own DNA. It co-opts it, and then it uses our own DNA to duplicate itself. But you see, and then it infects the white blood cells to protect itself. It'll invade them to destroy them. But what ends up happening with the corona is this pneumonia from the viral pneumonia, and then you can't breathe and you check out. The lungs are... And viruses, since they're infecting our genes or our chromosomes or our DNA, they can shut off the cellular machinery that we need and disrupt it. And you have to kill the virus. It's simple. Antivirals aren't enough. Immune stimulations, not enough. Echinacea is not enough. Golden seal is not enough. Elderberry is not enough. You have to kill the virus. If you kill the virus and you dissolve its shell, then you can recover. When Siddiqui did his work, not us, but him, overseas in 1995, under the electron microscope, he found that oil of oregano, oil of cinnamon, just what we found, dissolved the virus coating and disintegrated the viruses. So I don't care what you say. If you know what to do, you're going to disintegrate your viruses. If you disintegrate them, then you're going to survive. It's that simple. If you don't, it could kill you or make you sick, put you in the hospital, because you've got billions and billions and billions and billions of these viruses growing every fraction of a day, and it overwhelms your system until your immune system can clear them out, if it can. That's the whole issue, intracellular. But they attach to the mucous membranes. So you can infect yourself in your eye by itching your eye. You can infect yourself in your orally, in the sinus cavity, by breathing in the bronchial tubes or in the intestinal canal. Man, you didn't really infect yourself. You're just trying to mind your own business in it. And somebody else had the virus and you got it. But you don't want this pathogen. Flu is more, we proved that flu was more deadly, more devastating, more aggressive. Even so, when you have a virus that jumps from bats and rats and mice and salamanders or snakes or whatever, it doesn't matter. It's some kind of filthy, virus. And then it goes into the human, forms a chimera. You know what I'm saying? It forms a mutant with the human mutant. Human genes, and then it becomes extremely deadly. Yeah.
So, So the, you know, golden seal and echinacea are good for boosting immunity, but they're not antiviral by nature. So
no.
That's why they're not effective, right?
Even the drugs, come on, let's face it, they impede the virus. You need something to destroy it. And all
right.
We found at Georgetown University, really in terms of the top, there's others, but this is where cinnamon, cumin, sage, and oregano, even garlic and onion, they could not compare to these spices. But these are not the spices. You have to extract the spices. You're not going to get this done with just eating more cinnamon. And, you know, you might, or in eating more cumin or something. You have to actually take you take 1,000 pounds of oregano. You take 1,000 pounds of cinnamon. You get 2 pounds of oil. You need that kind of aggression. But fortunately, that's already been done for us. We don't have to make it up in the kitchen. You know, that we can actually go buy this stuff. And we can buy it in a spray form. There's a spray that sterilizes the air. Now, I don't think the company can make these claims, but I've done enough studies with the material, and I've also used it to know that if I'm going to travel, I can tell you what I'm going to take. I'm going to buy some of the oregano, P73, whatever, super strength, the same stuff you took. I'm going to buy some Oregarest. I have to have it with me because I'm going to be flying here recently. And I'm going to buy the spray. Find it somewhere, this Orega spray or oregano, oregano, lavender, and bay leaf. By the way, we did find that bay leaf was destructive to pathogens. That's another one that we studied. Yeah.
Wow.
This was novel work. This was done in 2001. And everybody's doing hit pieces on my work saying, oh, yeah, that coronavirus, that's 10 years old. We don't pay no attention. Oh, oregano oil is no good. Don't pay attention. Why would you discourage people in the Washington Post and such? Why would you do that? Now, that's not fair. Let people look it up. What's the difference? If it's no good, at least it's something. We did the research. There is no other research. So let them have something if they're going to have to fly to Indonesia or Thailand or China or Vietnam or Japan or just to Europe or flying around in America. Somebody could have infected the plane. I mean, look, I don't want you to create any paranoia with this show. America.
This, no more than already exists.
Yeah, America is more cases of flu to be worried about, or just sinus infections, or drug-resistant germs in the hospital. We got plenty to worry about if you're going to worry. You know, just.
This is such an important topic because those that think that the flu vaccine is going to be protective actually don't really appreciate the fact that it's really not addressing the strains that are present these days anyway. So you are more at risk from all the adjuvants and other things hidden flu vaccine than you are from the flu, right? So
Big for me. Mm-mm.
Which I never do. I've never had a flu shot, never intend to. Because why would I? I've got these strategies. I've got these protocols, like you are describing, that can totally support me, which is the whole point of why this conversation is so important. This is empowering people. So first of all, I want to go back to the initial research of, well, what got you interested in these spices? And led to the development of these products.
Well, I had an IV needle nick back in the AIDS day, about 1989, and the guy died, and I wondered what would happen to me, and I started dying. That's how oregano oil is on this planet. A little angelic person that worked with me said, my life was formerly military. I've seen it in the souks overseas. I can get you oregano oil. And that led to the birth of this whole issue in the research. So the oregano oil from the Mediterranean, the villagers picked it and harvested and distilled it for me. That cured me of the cytomegalovirus and the, you know, fulminant candida and the fulminant fungus or whatever I had. I really didn't want to know. I just wanted to, you know, find a cure. And I cured myself. It took 6 months, though. I was in pretty bad shape, you know, and I had to quit practicing medicine. So I said, you know, because they asked me, would you ever endorse a nutraceutical? And I said, not on your deathbed would I. I'm a physician. I'm not going to schlep supplements. And I turned around and said, "Well, you got me now." I will, and I was inspired, and I did a number of radio shows, and that led to the birth of Oil of Oregano, which was heavily copied. So the company who started it changed to Oreganol P73, I thought was a good idea. And Georgetown University put their stamp on it and said that Oreganol P73 is what we use in our research. And it sort of evolved like that, didn't it? And yeah, that got me into it. And it kept me into it, too.
Because
I've been recommending it for 30 years, you know.
But you've gone, you know, you've expanded because you've investigated and researched all of these spices, of these Mediterranean, other spices too.
Yes, I mean clove and cinnamon, but I think the kingpin for us was the oregano, and I don't know if there was a number two. I would probably be, maybe cumin as far as a germicide, which you find that in that oregarus material. Sage, cinnamon, again, these were I focused on those, bay leaf, because they were universal germicides. I needed something that if somebody got coronavirus, I could give it to them and it would kill it. Or somebody got the flu or somebody got MRSA. And our study showed that it does that.
Yeah. You know, nature is so profound because everything we need for healing, for on all levels, physically, emotionally, mentally, spiritually, it's all found in nature. We just open ourselves up to receive it. Nature has those answers.
Well, it's true. I had a guy who insisted on chemotherapy and radiation. I said, "Don't do it. You've already done it once." And the tumor came raging back in his lungs, and he took these things, which we're talking about. And the doctors have come to me with the CAT scan and said, "We can't find anything. The blood supply is dead." And this is while he's on chemo and radiation. And he's still getting the benefit from these naturalistic treatments. I know there's nothing left. There's nothing but scar tissue. And they're all raving about this. No surprise. There's another element besides the oregano, which will kill the germs. But the oregano will kill the fungus, and including the bioferment fungus that feeds and agitates the cancers and the diabetes of the world, the gangrenes. So, I mean, those are the realities on the ground. People do get gangrene. People get diabetes. They develop carcinoma. They develop drug-resistant germs. And here again, the oregano would be invaluable. And also the oregano water or juice. It's technically called, it's branded as juice of oregano or juice of oregano. So those two are really big. And then I mentioned that multiple spice. There's three for you right there, three big ones. Now, you have to kill the fungus also, not just viruses. You've got fungus causing sinusitis and bronchitis. Those are two winter illnesses. Allergic rhinitis, those are all fungal. So viruses and fungus and the carcinomas and the diabetes of the world and gangrenes, that's fungal. That's my discovery. You have to clean that fungus out. I discovered that gangrene's a fungus. No one else has. We know because you give the oregano and it goes away. And the doctors know this because there have been several cases. Well, you're treating it medically anyway. It's no harm to give the oregano oil and the juice. No harm at all. If I had a gangrene, which is off the subject, but I'd be hitting all three, multiple spice, oil of oregano, and the juice. I wouldn't even hesitate. I would give that to them in the hospital.
Wow, I'm just sitting here. Gangrene is a fungus. I had no idea.
It is.
You know, that's such a huge problem. That's such a huge problem.
And you would expect it in diabetes because you get this gangrene when they have this fulminant blood sugar out of control.
Yeah, that's new information. Right? I want to go back to oregano. So what is it about oregano?
Because it's so high in these,
and especially the way you have formulated it. Tell us about oregano so we really understand and value this plant and how you have formulated it.
Because it's so, first of all, this one is growing in the mountaintops, about up to 12,000 feet above sea level. Once the snow cap dissolves and ice dissolves,
Okay, so let us know about, tell us about that oregano oil, Cass.
Yeah, it's because of that wild oregano is growing, it's in the mountains, at the top of the mountains. So you've got tremendous calcium-rich rock that's that's up to 12,000 feet above sea level. The snow melts, the ice melts, then the wild oregano pops back up. It's been doing this for millions of years. The area was never glaciated, so the environment, and there are areas where it just seems that the oregano is growing, the wild oregano, nothing else. It's a harsh environment. So the plant produces phenolic compounds, phenomenal phenolic compounds, like carvacrol, p-cymene, rosmarinic acid, BCP, and they're powerful. If you put any germ with them, and you know, they kill it. But if you use the whole complex, and you take a germ and put it in a test tube, you put it in cell culture, then you put that complex of oil of oregano, it destroys every germ, every trace. And even it destroys sewage water. This was 1918 when Pasteur Institute discovered this. So it's destructive against germs. It's antihistaminic. It's anti-inflammatory. It's anti-tumor, all in one.
And this has been known in the Middle East, right, for eons of time. They have understood the power of these plants.
Well, they have mixed oregano with cheese before refrigeration to prevent mold growth. Isn't that interesting? They've been spreading it on bread and eating it. It's a sort of Palestinian habit to eat it every morning. The old mothers would say, you know, eat your wild oregano. They had a different name for it. For your stomach, meaning so you don't get diarrhea or upset system, parasites. And so that's been thousands of years now they've been doing that. And somebody might say, well, can it hurt me? Can it? And look, people have been taking it in a concentrated form. Now, here in America, we have it as a supplement. We have it as the oil of wild oregano. We have the juice of wild oregano. We have the oregano spray. We're fortunate we have the concentrate, which is a germ killer and inflammatory. Yeah.
But we need to make that distinction. It's not just the oregano you grow in your garden, right? This is the wild oregano. This is a different species of oregano that has different properties than the domesticated form here.
It does. And also, it's being domesticated on purpose to make false oregano oil. So you can imagine whether in Greece or California, if you grow it on dirt, and you are, and you're making the oil of oregano from that, how different, or even the spice, how different that would be than if we got the spice from 12,000 feet above sea level growing on a rocky cliff, we took that spice wild and extracted it, made it into an oil, major difference in quality, in taste, in unsurpassed power and potency. Yes, it is different. And that's what we want. We want the 100% wild oregano, but beware of cheap imitations. We recently got a counterfeit. There's a lawsuit now going on, thanks to some of my work, against a counterfeiter in the USA, counterfeit oreganol P73 of extremely poor quality, tainted with synthetic carvacrol. Dangerous stuff. And counterfeit. In fact, the post office hated the stench so bad that they told the customer who alerted us, get this stuff out of the post office. You know? And, it's counterfeit. It's bad news, really. So you have to make sure you purchase from a legitimate source. You know?
It's always amazing to what ends people will go to cheat.
And
when you're dealing with health products, it's so cruel, right? Because you're providing an inferior product to people who really aren't.
And that means you should really try to get it from a legitimate retailer. You see, the retailer has no option but to buy it from the proper source. But somebody on the internet could make it in their own home or garage, duplicate the label, and sell it as a fake. That's what's happening. They even bought a label stamp, whatever, but you just got to know.
So how do we know? And I want us to go through that protocol, but I want you to take some time to go through the protocol of what to take, when to take it, and how much to take it for any, would you do this protocol for preventative purposes, or would you do it when you are feeling the signs?
Let's talk. Prevention. Okay. You would take the oreganol. I like the P73, the original one. We did the research on the researched one. I would take that. I would take 5 or 10 drops twice a day in this climate, you know, or 5 drops a day. Twice a day is better. I would take a gel cap or 2 twice a day. Hey, I would, in this climate, I would try to get some of this Aregoresp, a little bit less more common, but I would take a couple capsules twice a day, and then I would use the spray around the house or if I'm traveling. Maybe I would take some vitamin C in this. I always eat 3 or 4 citrus a day during the winter or drink some fresh juice. I might get the Purely C if I wanted to get the wild Camu Camu, another wild whole food supplement. I could take the Purely C and take 2 capsules a day. Then I'm covered. I'm eating my citrus. I'm eating my garlic and onion every day. Now, let's talk about treatment. This is a different deal. You get the SARS virus or coronavirus. You get pounded with the flu out of nowhere. You have to pound back. Come on, fight. You got the tools now. You take that oil of wild oregano. I like the super strength. You take 5 or 10 drops on the hour, on the half hour, on the 5 minute. I don't care, right? Who's going to want these trillions of viruses in your body? This is a very important protocol. This show is going to outline what to do.
Mm-hmm.
It's not medical. You still go to the doctor and whatever, but this is just herbs. You take the Aregoresp material if you can. You take 3 on the hour, 2 on the hour, on the half hour, if you can, you know, it's strong if your stomach can handle it. You use the spray all around the house. You pump the whole food vitamin C, you know, you do, or citrus. That's it. And you do it, and you do it, and you do it, and you do it until you get rid of it.
Would you put any oil in a nebulizer? So it goes directly into the lungs?
You nebulize, you vaporize, you aromatize, you I like to pour the oil on a light bulb and let the light bulb fumigate or use the spray.
Oh, I like that idea.
I love to spray that on the light bulb and let it burn it off. You see, it's so easy.
Yeah.
And then something else that is interesting is topical. Somebody's too sick to even take anything. Get that oregano out, rub it all over their spine, rub the feet, rub the shins, rub those shins until they get hot from the friction. Case history. Had a woman who did, she was a bit persnicketous, she had Bell's palsy. I'm not trying to make a claim, I'm telling you a story. Bell's palsy, she just took the oregano oil and rubbed it on her shins. She never took a drop internally. It got rid of the Bell's palsy, which is a virus. It went away.
So
you're dealing with extremely powerful.
How would that work?
Because
would
the oregano...
Would it go into the bloodstream?
Go into the lymph.
Ah.
The lymphatics attach most superficially in the shins, where there is nothing there. There's no fatty tissue, nothing. So the lymph took up the oregano, took it through the lymph nodes. The white cells got more activated, whatever, and the whole thing, the Bell's palsy, was eradicated. It was quite a case.
That would be a great strategy for people, right? Just to rub some around the shin area, just
to
get it into your system.
Yes, it would be something you could do in the morning or at night to help you sleep and rest, but also protect you. You just never know. With these kind of vile winter-oriented viruses, you don't know if somebody gets sick and they travel here and there or whatever. They just didn't travel. And then they become a brewery, and then you pick it up. I don't have time. I remember the last time 30 years ago when I got the flu, what I did. I drank out of somebody's vessel, dumb idea, started to get their flu. I took the oregano every 5 minutes and destroyed it all in a day, and in an hour and a half, I went through all the symptoms of the flu, kind of all the different things in about a 2-hour period, and then was done. But I was hitting it every 5 minutes, every 10 minutes, something like that. Now, you don't do that every day, but you do it if you have to.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. So are there any contraindications?
Well, it's a hot spice oil, and so you just have to be aware of that. And if you, I think a few people with hypertension noticed that while they take the oregano oil immediately, if they measured their blood pressure, it would kind of go up a little bit. But it's not a problem. There's no problem with medication. There's no problem with diseases, and there's no problem with the liver and the kidneys if you're taking a non-counterfeit. Case history. And I hate to throw this up, and I don't mean to panic anybody, but it's the truth. After I started this, I had no idea that there'd be the oregano wars. But rapidly, a big $100 million company put out their oil of oregano. They knew nothing about it. They put out one high in thymol. Thymol should be under 2%. Thymol can crystallize. Carvacrol never crystallizes. It crystallize this high thymol oregano, whose nature's well, I don't want to mention it, but crystallized and caused a hepatitis jaundice in a woman. Now I got the store through it. The store owner was frightful. And also, here's another interesting thing. You don't want to take an oregano oil that's making too many claims, and it turns out it has synthetic carvacrol. Anything over 85%, if it says 86, 87, 88, 89, 90, 91, 92, 93, 95, I've seen all of it, all of those are corrupt. Many of them may have synthetics, others might be cloned, artificially cloned. But now here's the deal. Synthetic carvacrol is the reason we never heard about oregano oil, because it collapsed the industry in the 30s and 40s because of unscrupulous people adding it in, and there were illnesses. When we did the study at Georgetown University, synthetic carvacrol made the animals sick. It still killed germs. You can still report on the internet, oh, this killed my sore throat, but that doesn't mean it won't kill you. So you got to know, all these oregano wars, I mean, I didn't intend any of this. I just was doing the research, publishing the books, and recommending the high-quality product. That's all. You know.
Well, you know, so, okay, so tell us, oh, wait, the other question I have is your wild oregano, P73, is very strong. It's very strong as a liquid, right? It's a really hot spice. So, is it? Do you recommend people taking it as a capsule? And if they have the liquid, what's the best way to take it?
The very strong liquid, which the one we're talking about, because people listen to what they listen to, they get preoccupied. So let me say it: the very strong liquid is still okay if it's a legitimate P73 oil. Now, you can put it in tomato juice, citrus juice. You don't have to put it under the tongue. Some people put it at the back of the tongue. Some people put it under the tongue. It's best not to put it on the tongue because of the taste. The second way is a capsule. They're common. I see them in all the health food stores, almost all of them. Oregano P73, gel cap, regular strength, super strength. Take a capsule a day. Another one is the slow-release form. It's in a beeswax base. It's called Oregabiotic. It's extremely well tolerated. So releases all the way down to the colon. This is the ideal one for candida, or intestinal, or pelvic, or bladder. Oregabiotic. But now, how do you tell if it's counterfeit? This is a real issue now. Well, the counterfeiter put oregano P73 on the front, and if you twist the side panel, it says P72. They misspelled the website on purpose to drive business to their own website, I would believe. Instead of oreganol.com, O-R-E, they put O-R-A, so no one would go to the legitimate website. All of that's being dealt with by the federal system or whatever, and they're going to attack these people and, you know, just shut them down and confiscate the goods. There's a danger to the general public with that particular product. How do you know? You have to buy, and I have so many things I wanted to mention, but you have to buy from a legitimate source. Oregano P73, Oregaresp, Oregaspray, and that would be a health food store.
Right.
A legitimate internet like iHerb or Vitacost, or oregano.com, the source. Or Oregano Pro, but I prefer just go to the store. It's 1,000% sure that you'll get the right thing. Independent retailer, what have you. Natural grocers, Sprouts, Whole Foods has it too. But I wanted to mention that we did do the study on animals, and we found that this synthetic that's being tainted in the oregano really we shouldn't be consuming it. This one, we received the counterfeit from a patient. This one was so noxious, we didn't even want it on our skin, let alone we would not take it internally. And people are. They're taking it. They don't know any better.
Yeah. That's insane. Yeah, well, that's why it's so important to have these conversations, because you've researched and have formulated an amazing product that has huge benefits, but we have to be sure we have the original. I didn't realize there was such an oregano war going on out there. So
oh, yeah.
This is,
well, you got to know what happened. In 2003, I got a call from a distributor in Canada and said, get on a flight and get up here. I said, all I can get is a first class. It's all, get on the flight and get up here. So I went into the boardroom, and there he was. He was an Ottawa lobbyist for the arms dealer for the Middle East or something. And he said, look, Buster. And he had a partner. His partner was from the Turkish mafia, I think, whatever. Because, Turkey and Greece are good sources of this. He said, look, Buster. He looked at me right in the eye. He said, you're going to be on the street with a tin cup collecting chains. You're going to be out of business. I'm going to make sure that we're taking over the oregano trade. And shortly thereafter, the P73 virtually disappeared in Canada through copycat companies. I don't know what they did. I don't know how they did it, but they destroyed the company's business up there. And now it became a war. I got a contact from a big pharmaceutical company. We're going to buy all the oregano oil in the world. We want you to sell out to us. I won't mention the company. I got another one that sent me an overnight letter saying, you got to help us. We're going to sell cloned, genetically engineered oregano through, not the oregano itself, but we're going to engineer a bacteria, inject the bacteria into the oregano, drive it crazy. It'll make a high amount of active ingredients. See how smart we are. We're more brilliant than God. And I threw it in the, I wished I would have kept it. I got so upset with them, I threw it in the circular file. I didn't even call them. They wanted to pay me. I'm not going to bastardize my soul and then put out an inferior product. Well, it's all on the market now. I mean, look, don't blame me. I'm still harvesting wild oregano. I'm going this year to make a documentary and pick it with the villagers. So, I mean, I'm staying true.
Well, we're so grateful to you, Cass, for your integrity and for the amazing research to bring the wild oregano back from the Mediterranean and make it available in it's a liquid, it's a capsule, it's a spray that has such powerful benefits, especially now, especially at this point in time.
If I could get it to China, we could save some of those double pneumonia cases. I feel bad for the Chinese because everything's so restricted. Before, I heard that a Chinese website ordered 400 bottles of the spray. I hope it gets to the people.
Absolutely, because it's it's devastating. But now we know that there are these proven solutions that we should all keep in our cupboard, and we should obviously pick up a copy of your book, Natural Cures for Killer Germs.
And also the Doctor's Guide to Oil of Oregano, 101 Uses, CazIngram.com. Go to CazIngram.com and also oregano.com for product information, right? So
okay, that's great. So Cass, that's C-A-S-S, Ingram.com to get those books. And oregano. It's O-R-E-G-A-N-O-L, right?
Yeah. And, I mean, don't worry too much about, just make sure you buy from a legitimate reseller. They can't have counterfeits. That's going to be, I mentioned those big outlets like the Sprouts and the Natural Grocers and such odd. I mean, they're in one area. But your independent, best is your independent ma-and-pa retailer. They have to buy from the same distributor, same factory. There's no way a counterfeit could lace in. The problem is on eBay and Amazon right now, So.
We'll be aware of that. That's really important.
I'm sure that this is going to be, when they shut down one fake, another fake will crop up. So always make sure your source is legitimate and then have some fun protecting yourself. Wild oregano, the answer, let me tell you.
Yeah, a simple, powerful, proven, effective solution. so we can all really protect ourselves and be grateful to nature that we have been given all of these solutions safely and effectively. So I so appreciate you, Cass, and the wonderful research and your passion and bringing this profound information and solutions to the world. So
it was a God thing because my sickness was so bad, I was desperate, and therefore the oregano oil was discovered. There we go.
Which is often how it happens, isn't it? It's our own crisis that moves us into our real passion and purpose.
Oh, yeah. Otherwise, never would have happened.
Yeah, yeah.
So, anyway,
well,
get the P73, people, and get this Oregaresp and Orega spray because those are okay as long as you buy them right. You're going to be good. Yeah.
Well, I'm about to do some traveling, so I'm going to go out and get that little protocol as well. Add it to my P73.
Yeah, take it with you, 2-ounce bottle of the spray. Take your resp, take your oil, and you're good to go. I would fly into China overnight. If Chinese said, you're the expert, you've done the study, come here, I wouldn't even wear a mask. I would take those products morning, noon, and night, and more often, and I would just go. Take plenty of it with me.
Because you have such absolute certainty about the power of these products.
That's right.
No doubt.
I know how good it is.
Yeah,
I don't care. SARS, the stupid bat virus or whatever, the snake virus. Are you kidding? I'm going to be afraid of that? Get out of here. Get out of the way. Here comes God's message.
No virus is going to intimidate you.
No.
Cass, thanks so much for being with us today and for all the good work you do. And to all of you listening, thank you for joining me for another opportunity to be empowered. And remember, always honor the wisdom of your feminine self. Bye for now.